Imagine a literary institution that promotes and preserves the rich cultural heritage of India, a country with the oldest continuous literary tradition in the world, dating back to at least 1500 BCE with the Vedic hymns. The Sahitya Akademi, India's premier literary institution, has been doing just that since its establishment in 1954 under the Ministry of Education. It functions as an autonomous body, promoting Indian literature through awards, publications, translations, seminars, and literary exchange programs, operating in 24 languages, including the 22 scheduled languages listed in the 8th schedule of the Constitution, plus English and Rajasthani. What makes this significant is that the selection of award winners is done entirely by panels of literary peers, with no government official participating in the selection process, preserving the independence and literary credibility of the award. The Sahitya Akademi announced its 2025 annual awards on 16 March 2026, recognizing outstanding literary works in 24 Indian languages, with the formal presentation ceremony scheduled for 31 March 2026 in New Delhi. The Sahitya Akademi Samman, or the annual award, consists of a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees, a copper plaque engraved with the citation, and a shawl, traditionally symbolic of scholarly honor. The Akademi also gives several other awards, including the Bhasha Samman for contributions to classical and medieval literature, the Translation Prize, the Bal Sahitya Puraskar for children's literature, and the Yuva Puraskar for young writers. The annual award is the most prestigious of these. Now, let us look at the winners of the Sahitya Akademi Awards 2025. The genre breakdown is interesting, with 8 poetry collections, 4 novels, 6 short story collections, 2 essays, and 2 memoirs. Notable winners include Navtej Sarna, a distinguished Indian Foreign Service officer turned author, who won the award for his novel Crimson Spring, set against the backdrop of the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. Another notable winner is Mamta Kalia, one of the foremost voices in contemporary Hindi prose, who won the award for her memoir, Jeete Ji Allahabad, which evokes the literary and cultural life of Allahabad, the historic city that nurtured Hindi literature, philosophy, and the freedom movement. But why does the 8th schedule of the Indian Constitution matter in this context? The 8th schedule lists the 22 officially recognized languages of India, which receive constitutional protection and are the basis for representation in official government communications. These languages are Assamese, Bengali, Bodo, Dogri, Gujarati, Hindi, Kannada, Kashmiri, Konkani, Maithili, Malayalam, Manipuri, Marathi, Nepali, Orhya, Punjabi, Sanskrit, Santhali, Sindhi, Tamil, Telugu, and Urdu. It is worth noting that Bodo, Dogri, Maithili, and Santhali were added to the list by the 92nd Constitutional Amendment Act, 2003, taking the total from 18 to 22. The Sahitya Akademi additionally awards English, the language of administration and interstate communication, and Rajasthani, a major literary tradition not yet in the 8th schedule, making its total 20. This is where the Sahitya Akademi Awards come in, recognizing outstanding literary works in 24 Indian languages and promoting Indian literature through awards, publications, translations, seminars, and literary exchange programs. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Sahitya Akademi was founded in 1954 and operates under the Ministry of Education as an autonomous statutory body. It covers 24 languages, including the 22 8th schedule languages, plus English and Rajasthani. The prize for the annual award consists of 1 lakh rupees cash, a copper plaque, and a shawl. The 2025 ceremony is scheduled to take place on 31 March 2026 in New Delhi. Remember this number, 1954, the founding year of the Sahitya Akademi. Note this carefully, the Sahitya Akademi operates in 24 languages, including English and Rajasthani, which are not part of the 8th schedule. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, you should remember the founding year of the Sahitya Akademi, the prize amount, the languages covered, and the 8 scheduled languages. For mains GS1, you should be able to discuss the role of literary institutions in preserving Indian cultural heritage, linguistic diversity and constitutional recognition, India's multilingual federalism, and the contribution of modern Indian literature to national identity. In conclusion, the Sahitya Akademi Awards 2025 recognize outstanding literary works in 24 Indian languages, promoting Indian literature and preserving the country's rich cultural heritage. The Akademi's mandate is to ensure that all literary traditions receive equal recognition, and its awards are a crucial function in a multilingual democracy. This has significant implications for India's strategic position as a country with a diverse and rich literary heritage.